I've got in the studio with me Amanda Dorn and Tim Green, candidates for the Animal Justice Party. Amanda is running for the Senate and Tim's running for the House of Reps. Good morning and welcome to Noongar Radio.
Good morning, Mark.
Thank you for having us.
No worries. Okay, first question. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your story, and why you decided to run, Amanda.
Thanks very much, Mark. I grew up in suburban Huntingdale, and literally just I loved animals. I had my own pets. We had guinea pigs. And literally, I think I just represent the voters out there, that just a basic voter, because I wanted to make a difference. I got tired of, as I got older, I got tired of complaining about the problems that were happening, and I wanted to stand up and make a difference. And I discovered a plant-based diet for health reasons about 6 years ago, and that had a very personal impact on me. And I was then introduced to the Animal Justice Party, and their core values of kindness, equality, rationality and non-violence resonated with me. And I looked further into the values and the manifesto of the Animal Justice Party, and I decided to join. And I specifically joined to run because I wanted to stand up and try to make a difference and try to build on the membership database to make the party bigger and stronger.
Okay. And Tim, what about you?
Oh, I'm very much a greenie. I loved my David Attenborough when I was a kid. I studied electrical power and renewable engineering in university. I was introduced to my girlfriend's horses. They were rescued from the racing industry, a Glimmer, Spy, Apprentice, and I realised that they all had their own sort of personal characteristics, personal backstories. And I just was able to grow more compassionate towards horses and other Native Australian wildlife, and was getting involved with the Coalition for the Protection of Racehorses. And then through them, I discovered the Animal Justice Party, and I wanted to make more change.
Excellent. Okay. So, I'll ask you both this question. What's your number one policy stance and why?
Ban live export is a federal issue, and we've been talking about that. That's been a dialogue for 40 odd years, and it still has not changed. And that's what we want to change. The Liberal National Government do not even want to even look at that issue. Labor, we will support. The cruelty and what's happening is just unacceptable, and the fact that that industry is allowed to continue, we want to end that. And that's definitely the main policy issue.
Okay, what about you, Tim?
Well, certainly probably ending greyhound racing. I believe that, you know, all our doggos should be treated with kindness and compassion, and I believe what happens in the greyhound racing industry is absolutely abhorrent and needs to come to an end.
Yeah, we've seen some savage stories about those two industries. All right, so how do you differ from the other candidates that you're running against? Amanda first.
We're passionate about making changes. We know that they'll be incremental changes, but we're abolitionists, so we think that we are better than other political parties because we want to end the bad things. Other political parties want to make bad things better, but we want to end them, and we want to support other political parties and other politicians that believe and follow our core values.
Right. What about you, Tim?
Sorry.
Pretty much the same, I suppose.
Yeah, yes.
Okay. So, I'm going to ask you some questions that aren't related to animal justice. Where do you stand on aged care?
On aged care, and we have positions on non-animal, on human issues and environmental issues. This is where our core values, but we come from a position of our core values of kindness, equality, rationality and non-violence. And we will focus on politicians that will look at aged care from a position of compassion and rationale. And I think I think that's where we would actually come from, that position to actually support what other people are putting forward and to see if that resonates with our core values. But our main focus is putting animals and the environment first. But of course we will.
But of course the Australian government that you're running for doesn't just have animals as an issue.
That's right.
People are an issue.
So absolutely.
People would need to know where you stand on things like aged care, where you stand on a First Nations voice to Parliament, where you stand on raising the age of criminal responsibility, where do you stand on raising the rate of welfare payments and on the cashless welfare card. Those sorts of things you would actually need to be telling people, mm-hmm. because those are the issues for people.
Mm-hmm.
The animals don't get to vote. The people get to vote.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, Mark. We do have a position on First Nations people, and we do believe in self-empowerment and self-determination and empowerment. And we would talk to community leaders in remote areas for what do they need for us to support them and to support bills that will support them. And they're the people that we will support based on from our core values.
Right.
From that position.
Okay. So where do you stand on the rate of welfare payments? Like, you look at somebody that's on a, what do they call it these days, job seeker?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
That's a ridiculous amount of money for people to try and live on. Where do you stand on that?
From a position of compassion, then that needs to be increased for sure. And we need to look at how to lift people out of poverty and to lift that. And they would be the position, that would be the bills that we would actually support, would be in support of what's going to help these people.
Well, the fundamental thing about those people that are living on, then they have to live on that because there's no other way for them to live because they can't get a job, or for whatever reason that it is that they can't get a job. They can't live on that amount of money. You can't afford rent anywhere in Australia on that amount of money.
No.
And yet they want people to live like that.
Mm-hmm.
How would you move forward on that issue? Like, if you got in, what sort of policy would you be putting forward? Because you're obviously going to have to put some policy forward, because the people in there at the moment don't seem to have a clue what it's like for somebody to live on that. Less than $50 a day.
We definitely agree with you on that, and from a position of compassion. A lot of people, there's also, we believe in transitioning people that are actually working in potentially in factory farming, in slaughterhouse workers. We want to help those people to transition out. So if we're helping people transition out of those industries, we want to help people transition into the workforce in manufacturing, or in non-harmful, in eco-friendly jobs. And I think it comes back to self-empowerment.
Well, I guess what I'm asking is, if through some miracle or not the LNP gets back in and you got in, just for instance,
mm-hmm.
how would you go about holding them to account on those particular issues?
I think definitely pushing all animal issues and the environment issues to the forefront, and looking at the communities and the social justice issues as well that affect people, because people do they want to improve their own lives. People that we're actually anybody that we're actually talking about now, and we would just be pushing our own agenda, I think, for the protection of animals and the environment and people as well.
The reason why I'm going here is because there's a lot of people out there that are just barely staying alive, and for them to be in that situation, scrabbling to get enough money to live, they're probably not thinking about animals, and they probably won't be thinking about animals as long as they're in that situation, always on the back foot, always being pushed down. They're not going to be thinking about anything else except maybe themselves. If they're lucky, if they've got a really good mental health resilience, they're thinking about themselves.
But they're the vulnerable people. They're just as vulnerable as... They're the vulnerable people that we'll stand up for. So
you would...
We would stand up for them.
Fight back against the government's...
We'd fight back.
...end you card.
Absolutely. Yeah. Where our core values is kindness, equality, rationality and non-violence.
And that's to people as well.
That extends to people. Without a doubt, we would stand up for the people.
Excellent. All right, you guys. Anything you want to say to people before this weekend's vote?
Well, yeah, we would stand up against any injustice and bring an end to all discrimination, because no injustice can last forever.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And voting one for the Animal Justice Party is critical, because that will send a powerful message that we are standing up for animals, for the vulnerable, but voting one for us, so then your vote isn't swallowed up by voting for the major parties, which could happen. You just... Potentially voting one for the Animal Justice Party. That's really what we...
Excellent. Excellent. Well, thanks for being on Noongar Radio this morning. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Mark. You're terrific.
Okay, back to some ads, people, and then we'll get some music up.
I'm Wade. You're listening to 100.9 FM Noongar Radio.